This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour. This is the DJV program or show or reality, whatever it is. Jennifer Horn is here. She's real. Victoria Keelan is here. She's real. And Kara Schillen is absolutely real. We're all here. I'm Doug Steffen. Real and then some on the DJV program. You have the advantage of being able to figure out what's going on in the world just by listening to us, and you can agree, disagree, help yourself. The first news of the day focusing on Greenland and whether or not it will be our 51st. Now, it'll have to be our 52nd state because England's going to be our 51st state. So we Greenland 52, is that right, Jennifer?
Yeah, that could be. That's what's trending right now. Greenland, though, was definitely trending. President Trump has now on multiple occasions brought up the idea of buying Greenland from the Danish government. And the White House counsel's office, at least according to CNN, is actually looking into the possibility. His interest in buying Greenland was first reported this past Thursday by the Wall Street Journal. They reported that people familiar with deliberations said the president has raised the issue during meetings and dinners, asking aides and listening seriously about the possibility and advantages of owning Greenland. He also asked the White House counsel to research the matter. A couple of sources also said that Trump's aides were divided on the issue, some praising it as solid economic strategy and others dismissing it as passing fancy. Now, the White House has not officially commented on this. Greenland is Danish territory. It's autonomous. It's home to Thule Air Base, the U.S. military's northernmost base, which is located 750 miles above the Arctic Circle. It was built in 1951. It's also a radar and listening post, and it has some ballistic missile early warning systems that can warn of incoming intercontinental ballistic missiles. Reaches thousands of miles into Russian territory, by the way. So there's still, it's unclear whether the president's really serious about pursuing this, but I think that we should make Greenland great again. What do you think?
Well, it, who knew that it was a protectorate of the Dutch in the first place? I'd forgotten that from a long time ago. It's supposedly very beautiful southern Greenland. It's like, it kind of corresponds to Alaska in terms of where it is and what the weather is like. It's a vast, vast, vast land of nothing. But is it a good place to have a vacation? Who knows? But if we buy it, we're going to pay for it with more borrowed money.
Right.
Because everything that now gets spent is borrowed. There's not any money to do anything new. It's all borrowed money. So what do you think of that proposal, boys and girls? Could you live your life that way? I can't. I can't even borrow money. Jennifer, you want to loan me a couple of bucks? I need a few bucks.
Oh, yeah, please.
Right. Also, what the government is doing, let's look at what else the boys and girls in Washington are doing. Food and Drug Administration proposing adding photographic warning labels to cigarette packs. I thought they already were on. Aren't there photographs of people with lungs and... No?
No.
The Surgeon General's warning, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The images depict the negative health consequences of smoking. You think there's anybody alive today that really doesn't get how bad it is to be smoking tobacco products? What it does to your lungs, to your body.
I can't imagine how you could get away from it. All those commercials, and I'm so sorry for the people who lost their lives, that, you know, those horrible commercials that you just cannot get away from. But I feel like it's overkill. It's too much. It's every time there's a commercial now, it's some deformed woman who died 2 days after filming the commercial. It's horrible. It's just,
don't
it's,
forget the one where she has the tracheotomy and she smokes from her throat. That was the one that I can't even deal with that.
It's a lot.
But you consider how my mother died because she smoked. She was 50 the time that she died. Yeah. And that certainly has made a sharp impression on me and my sisters and people around who were around us in our lives. I saw Early on in my life.
It's a brutal way to die, by the way. Awful, it is a awful, brutal way to die.
Awful. Your body,
you drowned. Literally, you drowned to death.
Yeah. Yep, you do. Yeah.
I just wish maybe they would have more commercials about vaping and aimed at kids. Because kids who are vaping are watching those commercials saying, well, that'll never be me because I don't smoke cigarettes. They're
what
not
is the
putting
matter
the connection.
With our public education system and the science departments, the biology department? What in the hell? What are you doing in school? What are you
But unfortunately, kids are not connecting the dots. And there are statistics that show that kids who vape are actually more likely to move over to cigarettes. So, I don't know. I just think that maybe it's a misguided ad campaign. Yeah.
Insidious. Also, the feds focusing on your taxes, actually more corporate taxes than individual taxes, IRS budget cuts have apparently cost the feds $34 billion. If the corporations had done what they're supposed to and the IRS had been watching them properly, at least that's the report that's come out from the Indiana University Kelley School of Business. It's just when you look at this stuff and you think about when I pay my taxes, I don't know what you think about when you pay your taxes. I look at people who cry about how much corporate entities don't pay and how much this person gets away with and how much we borrow. I just think to myself, what's the real problem here? The real problem is the spending. Yeah, everybody should pay their fair share. But who agrees on that definition? Nobody agrees on the definition of what a fair share is because we're so badly screwed by the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. And nobody in their right mind, I'm proud to pay my taxes. Really? You are? You know how much money in every dollar goes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse? Almost 40 cents. Between the 40 cents that we waste and the 40 cents that we're paying to pay down the debt or pay the interest on the debt, that leaves 20 cents out of every dollar in the taxes to actually do something that is fixing the roads. And that's why we have to keep paying more road taxes to fix the roads. Or that's why, you mean, pick any issue, pick any item that these people have irresponsibly, they have no management. That ought to be a requirement.
Well,
running for Congress
ought
to be.
We don't teach anything at school. We don't
anymore.
Even teach how to balance
Except
a checkbook
how to
anymore.
Politically, you know,
I don't even use a checkbook. I wouldn't even. I just
well,
look
balance
at my
your
balance.
Bank account. I guess.
Yeah.
Your bank account. Yeah. Anyway, it just is very frustrating. Also, the Labor Department stirring up some controversy this week when it proposed a rule that would give businesses with federal contracts the right to make hiring decisions in line with their religious beliefs. I don't begin to understand what this is all about and where it came from. The rule clarifies what exactly religious discrimination is. I didn't even know this was an issue. Did anybody else know this was an issue? Religious discrimination? I understand paying the union labor rate, and that's what the feds want you to do in federal contracts. But religious discrimination?
If you're a religious-based company, you know, some of the things that are cited, that the concerns of widening this or making it more lenient is if you're a woman, a single woman, and then you get pregnant and you're not married. If you work for a very religious company that frowns upon that, you could lose your job. Under these new rules, they can fire you for that because it goes against what they believe religiously, that you should only be married with a child. And if you're anyone in the LGBTQ community, that could also put your job in jeopardy. So there are a lot of things that are out there that we have to think about.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second here.
And these are not private. I don't know if you mentioned this, but these are not private companies. These are government contracted companies.
Okay. So that was where I didn't make that out between the.
So private companies can do whatever they want, but these are companies that have government contracts.
I think the other side of it is, and I don't, I understand what you're saying, and I don't hold with any kind of discrimination, frankly, no matter what it is, but the business of what you say and how you think and what you're comfortable with, if you know going into a job that you're going to be uncomfortable, why would you take the job?
That's
I understand
exactly
changes.
What I think. Why? It's the same argument with the bakery, the bake shops that don't want to do wedding cakes for gay marriage, and people sue them. Well, why would you want a bakery that doesn't believe in your union to bake a cake? Go somewhere else.
Yeah, march in front of the building and say, okay, these people won't make me a cake. Okay, that's your right to do that.
Go somewhere else. I mean,
go somewhere else. Plenty of bakeries in town. Yeah. Okay. There we go.
Yeah, that's different though. I think that if you're going to work for a government contractor, and I don't know, look, we're all in metropolitan areas, and there are various places where we could apply for perhaps even the same position at various companies. If you are in rural America and maybe your job options are limited, yes, maybe you might feel uncomfortable going to work for a certain employer, but if it's your only option, you need to put food on the table.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, I think that's a reasonable consideration. I think the four of us sometimes maybe forget that because we all live in such densely populated areas that I think that, you know, there are a lot of people who have to drive an hour and a half to get to their job in rural America, and it might be their only option.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Think about driving for an hour and a half to get to work. I know a fellow lives in Philadelphia, goes to New York every day on the train.
My husband does an hour and a half on the train every day.
Is it that long?
Yeah. If we were driving, it's about 55 minutes, but on the train, it's about an hour and a half. Hour and 40.
What does he do for the hour and a half?
I don't know. He works. I used to commute into the city before I moved into the city, and I moved into the city because I couldn't handle the commute anymore. He seems to enjoy it. He's a podcast producer, so he listens to podcasts, and he, you know, does work on the train, so he doesn't mind it.
Does he listen to us on the train? What's the story?
Not live.
Silence.
Really?
I know.
Yeah, not live.
Shameful. Shameful. In our most recent DJV podcast, we discussed the bizarre decorations found all over Jeffrey Epstein's apartment. We talk about the breakdown of equal pay talks for the U.S. women's soccer team. We also talk about ASAP Rocky. Yeah, is that, yeah. What is it?
We're doing a great job of selling this podcast.
Yeah, right.
ASAP Rocky, who's that guy that we talked about?
Yeah, right. Okay, anyway.
Some people don't know, now they do.
Podcast Central is djvshow.com. They can get all of our podcasts there. Catch up on what you didn't hear, perhaps on your way to work or whatever, on your way to sleep. Help yourself. And you can just go to djvshow.com and hit the listen button anytime, and you'll be excited 19 after the hour. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
The Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Emphasis on dead.
Who is the skeleton singing this?
I kind of like this, actually. Dead & Company, the reference Victoria is making, announcing a new string of fall tour dates, mostly on the East Coast here. You'll bring them to New York and Virginia in late October and November. New dates kick off on Halloween with the first of two nights at Madison Square Garden, followed by a gig November 1st, also in the same venue. Then they go to the Hampton Coliseum, Hampton, Virginia, on November 8th and 9th. Tickets on sale to the general public next week, I think next Friday, at 10 o'clock local time if you're in that crew. The group is made up of members of the old Grateful Dead. Dead & Company has Bob Weir in it, Bill Kreutzmann, Mickey Hart, Jeff, is it Cimenti? I don't know him. And John Mayer. John Mayer.
John Mayer's obviously injecting the youth into,
into
this.
Dead & Company.
Yeah.
For fans who can't catch the group on any of the dates, Dead & Company will be setting up camp at Moon Palace in Cancun, Mexico, for a four-day getaway. It'll be January 16th, 19th next year, playing in the sand, during which they will play three shows on the beach. Huh.
That'd be kind of fun. I'd probably enjoy being on the beach, seeing them with a cocktail. That might be the only way I'd want to see them.
They made $30 million on the tour so far this year.
I have friends who are obsessed with it. They've seen them multiple times with John Mayer, and they love it.
Yeah. Sold 486,000 tickets. Who would have thunk it? Exactly.
Yeah.
The Dead. What song are you playing now? What is that song?
Cold Rain and Snow, which is not a Grateful Dead. Well, I only know like four Grateful Dead songs, so.
That's two more than I know.
I don't like it.
I don't know if I know any of them.
But they don't have any recorded versions, so you've just got to try and find good live ones.
Okay, next up, musically speaking on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug, is a focus on Robbie Robertson, gearing up to release Cinematic, his first studio album in more than 7 years. and marks a shift in his writing. He wrote mainly character songs for many years. His 2016 best-selling autobiography, Testimony, pushed Robertson to more personal territory. He writes, quote, "There is something blatantly honest about this period I'm now and what I'm drawn to. I guess I'm at an age now, a place in my journey, where I don't care what you think. I'll tell you anyway." Something to be said for that. That sentiment is clear on this song, Let Love Rain. Let's listen to it for a second, Karen.
In my time, I've lost loved ones. Never got to say goodbye.
In my time, I lost loved ones. Never got to say goodbye. A lot of us have had that experience. Very much so, anyway.
I feel like if John Mayer wants to know what he's going to sound like in 40 years,
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Robbie Robertson. He said the message of Let Love Rain, it's an inspiration. John Lennon, he says, inspired him. Some people think Lennon's dream about love and togetherness went up in flames. I think that's wrong. It's everlasting. Something a bit naive about Lennon going around singing about peace, but in that period, young people celebrating love and peace helped end the war. Maybe he should be theming for Marianne Williamson. Robertson teams up with other friends on this song, Cinematic, or on the album, rather, including Van Morrison and Citizen Cope. He also scored Martin Scorsese's upcoming film, The Irishman. I didn't know that. That's an interesting role for him. There's Van
well,
the Man.
This song with Van, I Hear You Paint Houses, that's from The Irishman. I think we played that like 2 weeks ago.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reversing course now says he will allow Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib to enter the West Bank on humanitarian grounds. Tlaib is a Palestinian-American member of Congress with family living in the West Bank, the move coming less than 24 hours after Netanyahu had announced that the Michigan Democrat and Representative Omar of Minnesota would not be allowed to visit Israel this Sunday as planned. At a campaign rally last night, President Trump defends his new immigration rule, which would limit the immigration process for immigrants who are on public benefits like food stamps or housing vouchers.
And we should reduce our taxes and many other things with all of that money that we're talking about.
And this is USA Radio News.
knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
DJB program E. Notice how I got that? It's pretty rhyming, huh? DJB program E. You like that?
Yeah.
Pretty clever.
Mm-hmm. ASAP yes. Dougie.
That's it. As soon as possible. Jennifer Horn is here on the moment. Victoria Keelan is here to thrill us with her mind. Kara Schillen, her agility in the studio is not matched by anybody. We're all set to go here. In a matter of moments, in this half hour, among other things, you'll hear the final words of a person executed by the electric chair in Tennessee. Get to that after we
can't wait.
Work our way through whatever is going on in the friendly skies of United.
Yes, well, United has strengthened their alcohol policy for their pilots. This is great news if you're flying on United. And, of course, this comes after a week after two of their pilots were arrested for being drunk before a flight leaving from Scotland heading to Newark, New Jersey. And so the airline now requires that pilots refrain from drinking alcohol at least 12 hours before reporting for duty. Then that's up from the 8 hours mandated by the FAA. And so apparently, when we keep hearing these stories, I feel like Southwest had a really bad run of drunk pilots for a while. And then United has
had... from airline to airline.
Yeah, but it kind of does seem to go in clusters where everyone who was drunk was a Southwest pilot, and then United has had some bad incidents. And
Delta just recently, too.
Did they?
Yep.
And then apparently the flight attendant was drunk flight attendant was busted recently. She passed out for the entire trip, and they realized
she's amazing.
She was drunk.
She got fired.
Yeah, she got fired. Yeah.
She got fired.
So the FAA's rule on a pilot's blood alcohol content before entering the cockpit is 0.04%, and that has not changed. That's still the same, but United just now says that they want to have more of a buffer time. They said it's essential that pilots understand that minimal compliance of United's policy does not assure compliance with the Department of Transportation or individual state standards, and countries outside the United States have differing policies with the blood alcohol content. So
why
these guys were
zero?
Leaving from Scotland.
Yeah,
you would think it
you.
Should be zero. Yeah.
I mean, you're flying a plane.
Yeah. You've got 300 lives you're in charge of. It seems ridiculous. But I guess they were in Scotland and they enjoyed some whiskey, I guess.
But, seriously.
So disturbing.
Why is there any kind of policy that involves drinking on the job? Other than, no, you can't.
It is very bizarre. And also, I'm just curious. So they're extending it, so it's 12 hours. But if someone is that drunk on a flight, I mean, what are the chances that they regarded the 8-hour rule? Like, if you're that drunk, you were probably drinking more recently than 8 hours ago. So I don't know how much of a difference that's going to make.
That's true. And the other thing that's kind of odd, those two pilots, I think, made it to the cockpit, right? Before someone else said that they were drunk.
They were getting on the plane, yeah.
How do you not have a blow into a breathalyzer before you get on a plane? I don't understand why that isn't just a standard. Right? I mean, people who have DWIs have to blow into a thing to start their car. That's just one person in one vehicle. If you're a pilot on a plane, why would you not have to blow into something just to even enter the plane?
I just don't know why it's not a zero-tolerance policy just across the board. No drugs, no alcohol, just nothing.
You're fired! That's it. You're done. Finished. No second chances. None of that stuff. If I rule the world, that's the way it would be. Bingo. Finished. Over. The United Nations has reported this week that they've been investigating dozens of cyber attacks by the North Koreans. Can you imagine those sweet people in North Korea doing this sort of thing? Wow. Dozens.
Well, it's probably that or get your family blown up in front of you.
Yeah, right. According to a report seen by the Associated Press, experts are investigating at least 35 different attacks by the North Koreans in 17 different countries, so we're not the only lucky ones who are the recipients of these cyber attacks. Let's see, India, Bangladesh, what are they doing? What are they attacking Bangladesh? Chile, why would you want to hack somebody's... That didn't make any sense.
I'm guessing this is all banking.
Yeah, you think? Okay.
If I had to guess, I would say yes. These are probably banking institutions where the laws are very, lenient, similar to, offshore banking accounts.
So wasn't last week we were talking about the North Koreans made a couple of $1 billion in cyber attacks? So, yeah, you're probably right. Into the banks, financial institutions, that kind of stuff. Cryptocurrency exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
North Koreans, those swell fellas. We all just plain love little fatty, right? Yeah, under the circumstances, a little fatty. Very sweet. Oh, train's rolling through town again. Good.
Sometimes it goes through the Old West.
That's right. Giddy up. Jennifer, did you know that Starbucks is bringing back the pumpkin spice latte?
I'm so glad. I did know that. It's getting to be that time.
Well, it's even earlier than ever this year. Apparently.
I'm a pumpkin hag, you know.
A pumpkin hag. I don't think anything. I never think of hag when I think of you. Pumpkin spice latte. I don't drink any of this stuff, so I don't understand what it is that people
get
so...
It's pretty delicious.
Is it really?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't drink many of them because they're really just, it's a waste of calories.
Sweet.
But
they're all sweet.
It's all sweet, and I don't really like sweet drinks all that much, but I'll have one or two during the season. The thing is that I'm a pumpkin person. Pumpkin spice lattes excite me, but not as much as like pumpkin bread, pumpkin cookies, pumpkin
I'm
everything.
I'm excited by pumpkins.
And you know they're making pumpkin spam, right?
Oh.
No.
That's not too far.
It's too pumpkin far. Spam?
Know, right? Does anyone even, who eats spam, like normal spam?
I don't know, but somebody's
I don't know, but there's
spam.
A spam museum somewhere in, I don't know, somewhere in the Midwest.
Yeah, there is.
Got a lot of people right? through. A lot of people, that's what they lived on. Is
right, and, but in 2019, who's doing that?
Wait a minute, hold on a second.
Somebody, they're selling it.
I know, and maybe Kara can confirm this, Ed Sheeran with a Heinz ketchup thing, going to use that on Spam. That's going to be the latest promotion.
If that's true, I'm not a fan
Heinz
anymore.
On Spam. Yum, 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 yum. Let's see here. The latest execution news has a focus first on a fellow in the electric chair. You can see a picture of this guy who is tied to the gurney in the execution room. His name was Stephen West. The warden said to him, "Do you have any final words before you are to be executed, sir?" And he said, quote, "In the beginning, God created man, and Jesus wept. That's all." And then he was executed. Is in that he
a little late to be quoting the Bible.
Right. He stabbed a mother and her daughter back in 1986. So it's taken, 43 years to get rid of this slimewad?
33.
Excuse me.
But still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He opted, by the way, in Tennessee, you got a choice. Do you get the firing squad? Do you get hung? Do you get the electric chair? Or do you get lethal injection? He chose the electric chair.
Did all states offer all of those choices? I didn't think half of those things existed anymore.
No.
A firing squad's great.
Let's get the firing squad out.
Is that real, Doug? Or are you making that up?
In the latest news from Ohio.
Yeah, Doug, back it up.
See, I mentioned the Wild Wild West, and then he goes right back to firing squads.
The latest rule in Ohio is that if you're going to be executed, the state or somebody, one of the state senators has suggested that they use fentanyl that gets seized in raids, drug raids.
That's not a bad idea.
Actually, it is.
It's a little weird. It's out there, but it's not a terrible idea.
And just a little will kill you.
Yeah. Right.
Sure will.
It's economic, for sure. Yeah. Like, it makes a lot of sense. It would save a lot of money.
Yeah. All right, so that's the latest death news that I can come up with at the moment. And I would like to focus, if I may, ladies, if you give me permission, on this new bandage. There's a spray-on bandage. You heard about this? Using your own bacteria?
Yes. No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'll tell you the story right after this.
Insight Daily Radio. Just north of Las Vegas, a real fortune awaits. The unforgiving Great Basin Desert may not seem like an ideal place to strike it rich, but buried beneath the barren landscape is a treasure worth millions. The challenge is knowing how to find it. For three generations, the Audison family has been unearthing some of the most sought-after turquoise in the world. The new INSP docuseries, Turquoise Fever, follows the clan as they battle inhospitable conditions and intense dangers from their base of operations in Tonopah, Nevada. From detonating explosives on treacherous slopes to the pressure of meeting the demands of international buyers, every day is a wild adventure, and there is always a thin line between failure and success. We spoke with brothers Tony and Trenton Audison about turquoise mining and their new series.
The scariest experience that we've had in mining is, we've had a lot of us hurt, injured, rocks falling on us, and some of them could have been lethal, when Ty got whacked with that rock in his leg. If that hit him in the head, man, he'd be, that would have been the end of him. But I'd have to say where we truly had to reflect on mortality with life and death when TJ went off that hill in the excavator. At the time, of course, your emotions are going and everybody's like, oh, that's crazy, and he bails out. It's the days afterwards where you're sitting at home and you're talking with your wives, and you start realizing that could have been death.
There's a lot of crazy situations out there. So you tell me the scariest one, I'll tell you the scariest one so far.
Yep.
That's brothers Tony and Trenton Audison on their new docuseries, Turquoise Fever. Turquoise Fever premieres on INSP on Wednesday, August 14th at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's more at turquoisefevertv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, if you ladies get a cut on your skin, you got a boo-boo, and you stick a Band-Aid on it, that's one way of taking care of this small little wound, right? But what happens if you get a wound in your gut? Doctors treating injuries to the intestine say that they can't use a patch or bandages, of course, because the materials don't stick to your slippery insides. So now, there's a medical team that's come up with a solution to this problem by using your bacteria. How about that? They make it into a gel called hydrogel, made from the nanofibers which adhere to the walls of your gut. Dr. Jack will be happy to hear about this. It's actually created out of E. coli bacteria that exists in your digestive system. You know, the same stuff that makes you sick makes you well. Isn't that, there's an interesting sort of side story to this, I think, because what I just said wasn't meant to be facetious. What makes you sick can make you well. After all, think about what vaccines are. When you get shot with a vaccine, if you decide you take
vaccines, about love. Let's get really deep. Right? Can't love make you sick and it can save you also?
Hadn't thought about it that way, but now that you mention it, yes, that's
wrong
true.
People,
love what do you take as
like a vaccine?
What do you use as a spray-on bandage to fix love problems? I'd like to hear that, Jennifer.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Alcohol.
A wine.
It's called
alcohol.
Alcohol.
Apply liberally every Friday night.
Exactly.
Pour it on the wound or pour it into the wound. Anyway, so there you have. The latest, I can hardly wait to talk to Jack Stockwell about that. He's the gut guy.
Thanks to you. I'm no longer hungry for breakfast, so
really?
I appreciate that.
Like, working on this program, you're on a constant diet. Good. Jennifer, I see that Corey Lewandowski, who remembers Corey Lewandowski, used to work for the Trumpster, running for the Senate against Jean Shaheen. Jean Shaheen wins because of her name. Isn't that a great name? Who's going to forget Jean Shaheen?
She's the incumbent, but on the Democrat side, you know, there's vulnerable senators on both sides of the aisle. I think we talked about Cory Gardner being vulnerable. That's why John Hickenlooper dropped out of the run for the presidency. He's going to challenge him most likely for the Senate. But Jean Shaheen is a vulnerable Democrat, and in polling, Corey Lewandowski beats her. So Lewandowski is going to make a run for it.
Let's go. Make a run for it. Sounds like that's what Alain Robert did. You heard the story about him? Alain Robert is a Frenchman who climbed up the largest skyscraper in Hong Kong to plant the French flag on it. Why would that excite you? I don't know, but it's he thinks that the French should be more vocal when it comes to helping the Hong Kongese. That's what they call, right? People in Hong Kong? Hong Kongers?
Hong Kongians, I think, is what they are.
A good thing it's 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
A chat with our auto expert, Nick Miles. By the way, there's a survey that's out this week, and the survey is a focus on Life magazine publishing pictures of people who have a tough life. And Nick Miles is not in that list of people who have a tough life.
Thank goodness.
It's just in case. Now, Nick is at Pebble Beach. And this is the world's, supposedly touted as the world's premier car show. What's the, what sort of key, if you'll pardon my pun, the key to the cars there would be, I mean, what do you have for cars? If it's the premier car show, they have all the world's premier cars, expensive cars, or is every car there?
Expensive cars. It's all those people that have oodles and oodles of money and know nothing better to do with it than spend it on pieces of metal that drive around in our streets. That's what it is.
That's a great description.
Cars that range from, $10,000 that are sort of quirky and get auctioned off by Gooding and Company to cars that cost ridiculous amounts of money, like $27 million, and people buy on a whim because their wife thought it was pretty.
What does a $27 million car look like, please?
Well, it usually is something like a 1965 Knott Spider or some Ferrari where they only made 10 of them and there's three still in existence. But there are new cars that look like this. There's Paganis and Aston Martins and all the famous names that kids reel off and tell you they know all about cars and start spitting names at you of these famous cars, Lamborghinis. I saw a Lamborghini unveiled last night that was painted by a street artist. Looked like graffiti on a car. It was interesting, but not my taste.
I noticed that owners of Ford and Lincoln vehicles been complaining about defective My Ford Touch, the multimedia system been going on for a lot of times, but now it appears that the squeaky noise, you know, what's the old expression, squeaky wheels get greased or something? Ford's set aside some money to settle a class action lawsuit, as there were hundreds of thousands of people who have been complaining. I don't even know how this system works. How does this work, this
It's really just what they call their it's their infotainment system, Doug, and it's been a rusty run for them. It was something they did with Microsoft in the beginning. It was never quite working properly. There was an awful lot of clunkiness, and where things were supposed to, your phone was supposed to do this and it didn't quite do it, and that sort of thing. So I think a bunch of people got together and were very unhappy about how the system worked. And after a while, Ford had to listen. It's not really a safety issue, so it didn't get as much news time as all the things that go wrong with cars that are safety issues. But boy, I get really mad if I get in my car and turn the volume down and it actually goes up.
That's probably a bad sign. Speaking of Ford, they're going to introduce a bunch of new redesigned vehicles with the 2020. So when do the new cars come out? Next month or so, right?
Well, yeah, so this is an inside secret, and I may have it on good authority, but Ford have denied it at this point. Right. So they have this, they're sort of going up against Tesla. They have this new SUV that's going to be all electric. It's going to be something like the Tesla Model X. And because they're electric, the buzzword right now, and everybody's doing it. So over the last 5 years, they've spent time developing these vehicles. It's a cross between a Mustang and an SUV. I think it looks pretty good. And if it works, they'll be in for a lot of fun. It'll be over 220 miles. It'll be this sort of electric SUV. We don't really know a lot about it. It's all speculation yet, but the inside dirty is it'll be revealed at the LA International Auto Show this November, and that'll be the beginning of a complete refresh. I mean, they're doing pretty well right now. They have a new Explorer, they have a new Escape coming, they have a new Lincoln Aviator, they have smaller Lincoln called the Corsair coming. So there's a lot of interesting cars. I drove that Lincoln, the new Lincoln Aviator, by the way. The hybrid version is almost 500 horsepower, and boy, you probably have to put a towel down when you drive that.
I saw a new Lincoln SUV, and it looks remarkably like a Rover. And the woman who was driving it, I just went over to her and I said, "How do you like this?" Because I like Rovers, but I come from a Ford family, and she said, "Oh, it's fabulous." And this, that, or the other thing. How would you think it would compare?
Yeah, that's probably the Aviator, and I have to tell you, it's pretty comparable to a Rover. In fact, they've gone after that audience. It's the ultra luxury where you don't even have a key anymore. Your phone recognizes when you walk up to a car, and it welcomes you, and it lowers the car so you can get it. It's opulent, beautiful living. Ford are in the business with Lincoln now of opulent, beautiful living.
Interesting. Just like
most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.